Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1446. The topic is mindset and the title is Sprinting versus Hiking. So let's compare the two. Both will get you from point A to point B, but hiking usually gets you a lot further. You can cover more distance with hiking than you can with sprinting. You can't sprint as far as you're going to hike, but sprinting is much faster. So if you only have a short distance to cover, sprinting is, just makes more sense. Sprinting also is usually just one effort. Kind of high intensity, sustained, doesn't really vary, you just go all out. Whereas hiking has segments. There's usually like an uphill, a downhill, a part where it's kind of easy, a part where it's kind of hard. You might even sit down to kind of replenish and recover, and then you get up and you go again. So the mindset you take into each is also different. Sprinting is usually high focus. It's the only thing you're thinking of. You have blinders on, everything else is shut out. The sprint is all that matters. And you want to win it. You want to perform to your absolute best for that sprint. It doesn't matter where you have to go after the sprint. You're not thinking of that. Hell, you can just lay on the ground if you need to recover. But that sprint, reaching that finish line, is all that matters. But hiking, although you do have to pay attention to like what you're doing, you can also do other things. You can talk to a friend. You can stop to take a picture of something pretty that you might see in nature. You can modify your focus while still moving forward. You do have an end point, a place you're hiking to. But even once you get there, with a short rest, you could continue on with the same approach. Continue on with the same intensity. You could hike even further if you really wanted to. There isn't much of a drop-off of what you were doing after the hike as there would be as after a sprint. So after a sprint, you can't just keep sprinting. But after you hike somewhere, with a short recovery, you could continue to hike. So when you consider the goals that you have in your life, which mindset are you approaching them with? But also, which mindset do you think fits that goal best? Maybe you have a competition coming up. Maybe it's 3 or 4 months away. It's a hard deadline. The results you want for that competition don't necessarily need to be sustained. You'd like to keep some of the progress, of course, but you know you're purposefully peaking for that day, so a drop-off to some degree is to be expected. That's more of a sprint. High intensity, singular focus. You can put everything else on hold for now or allow it to progress like slower, so you can focus more of your energy towards this competition. You can't be truly singular focused, though. You do want to maintain relationships. You do want to keep your job. And what you do, as we said, you do want to be somewhat sustained afterwards. You don't want to lose a bunch of body fat to get great abs to only then gain all that body fat right back. You don't want to go all out, hitting big PRs in all of your lifts and events, but then to have a bunch of injuries and a banged up body to the point where you need months, if not years, to maybe, if ever, return to the same strength levels. So you do need to focus. You do want a sprinting effort, but there is some attention that needs to be paid to what happens after the race. What about if you're wanting to establish a healthier way of eating? You want to lose some fat, sure. You want to build some muscle, sure, and some strength. You want tangible results, but you want it to be a new way of life. Something you can sustain and continue to build on. So you have to be focused enough to know you're moving forward, but you have to find a balance with the rest of your life in that moment, and then also you have to be able to sustain the efforts that you do for the rest of your life. So some goals are sprints, and some goals are hikes. Are you bringing the right mindset to your goal? If you want to lose body fat and keep it off, is a sprint mindset the best approach? Probably not. A sprint mindset doesn't allow you to sustain what you did to lose the weight so you can keep the weight off. If you want to do a competition, or you want to have similar kind of results to a competition. You know, you want to kind of peak at a body composition or peak at strength levels or peak at muscle mass. But you keep starting and stopping. You start again, but then you complain you can't fit the food into your schedule or the training into your schedule, or you feel too restricted when you go out to eat. You know, you want to be able to go out and eat and enjoy the food or enjoy time with your friends, and it just feels too restrictive. Well, you might be actually bringing a hiking mindset to something that requires more of a sprinting mindset. You might need a little more short-term discipline to really make significant progress and establish a new norm for yourself. So if you continue to start and stop, and you never really move forward, you might need a little more sprint focus to start with. Get a little more disciplined and be willing to put other things as secondary to make sure the food fits your schedule, to make sure the training fits your schedule. So often people are frustrated with a process because their mindset doesn't match that goal. Do you want a great body to promote your personal training business? Then you need a sprint to get there, but then learn how to hike to sustain that body while you build your business. You might not have much of a business to worry about right now, so dive into the body transformation. Make some big-ass changes. Do some competitions. Like, freaking crush it. Crush it. But then you must learn how to pull back and maintain that, so as your business starts to grow, you can give attention to the business and you can grow that business. Do you want to compete, but you continually find yourself going at it in like a sprint mindset, but maybe you're a hike away? Meaning you're, you know, over 20% body fat. You haven't really built all the muscles that you want yet. So you don't even have like the body that you want on stage underneath fat. You still have to build that body and you have to lose fat. But you're trying to do it in 12 weeks. Not going to happen. You're trying to sprint a hike. One aspect of the challenge is identifying if your goal is a sprint or a hike. So then you know what mindset to have. Do you want it instantly, but you want to sustain it as well? Then that's a sprint now, but you have to learn how to transition into a hike mindset and habits. Do you want it slowly, so you can also balance the other demands of your life? Well, that's a hike. Do you want it now and you don't really care what happens afterwards? That's a sprint, but I don't suggest doing that because you're going to lose everything. Whatever you achieve, you're going to lose it all right afterwards. So think of what your goal is. Is it a sprint or is it a hike? Think about the season of life you're in now. Are you in a sprinting season or a hiking season? You know, right now, are you just trying to hike so that way you can maintain it? Or do you have a little bit of like wiggle room in your life, a little bit of margin, you can maybe start sprinting to get further ahead? You have to make sure that your actions and your mindset matches the way you want to approach it. Like, if you're approaching a sprint goal with a sprint mindset, great. If you're approaching a hike goal with a hiking mindset, great. That's what we want. You want to know if your mindset matches your goal. If not, then you're likely going to feel frustrated and you're going to experience kind of off and on failures. But if you can get them to line up, it's not necessarily going to be any easier. Still the same amount of work you got to do. But you'll be in a better mental place throughout that process. So this is something I'd like you to think through. And for some people, if they haven't had the mindset aligned with the goal, this can make a big difference for you. For other people, if you have your mindset matching your goal, but you were wondering if you were doing it right, this can be a little more reassuring. But matching the mindset to the goal helps so, so much with mental and emotional health. So that way you're not constantly questioning yourself, not constantly frustrated. You have active patience, which we've talked about in the past, is you want to be active enough to continue to be working at what your goal is, but you want to be patient enough to know how long that'll take. And that was actually in podcast number 1434. It's a mindset podcast titled Active Patience, if you want to check that out. So thought this would be something that might be good to kind of discuss, get your thinking about it, and just kind of double check yourself and say, you know, is your mindset, does your mindset match your goal? Does it match the approach you're taking? You want to make sure they're all on the same page. So if you have any questions about that, if you are not sure if your goal is a hike or a sprint, just email me. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. And I get back to everybody within a week, or at least I believe I do. Hopefully I haven't ghosted anybody. But if I have, please email, reach out again. But at the moment, I feel like I'm getting back to everybody within a week. So if you have a question or if you want to know if your goals kind of align and they match up, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Okay, well, I wish you best of luck on your journey. Thank you for listening. If you like our podcast and you want to share it to help other people, sharing it on social media does reach the most amount of people, so that would be greatly appreciated for us, so that way the podcast continues to grow, and for them, hopefully because they get something good from the podcast. And then thank you to the patrons of the podcast, to people who financially support the podcast, which you can now do on our website. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we want to keep it for free. We can only do that due to the help of the donations to help cover some of the cost, which I really appreciate. Again, you can give at our website, www.brutalirongym.com. There's an option there for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month. It does go a long way. So thank you to those who donate. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.